district play. So, Coach, good win last week. Beat Oskaloosa 49-6, a game that you expected to go in and be able to compete very well, and it sounds like you were able to do that. What were some of the highlights from your perspective?
Yeah, you know, going into the game, we were that week, we were focused on ourselves, fixing little things that we've just seen, you know, when we have a test from other teams. And we were able to fix those little things throughout the week. And we saw that on Friday night. We got out to a quick start. And, we were able to run our base plays and run them effectively. And, you know, it was neat that we got to get everyone in the ball game. Everyone saw some Friday night light playing time, and we got to do a few things, you know, during the weeks like we had. And, you know, Mason Mingy was able to score a touchdown. We were able to get some brothers, a senior and a freshman, in the game at the same time playing with each other. And just catching those moments like that just means the world to those kids. And it was great that we have the opportunity to do those things and do them in the right way too. So, you know, this coming week, we're going to get another challenge, and we're looking forward to the week that we have here for practice.
Looks like the defense continued to play very well for you, really limiting Oskaloosa and what they were able to do. I know you also had quite a few guys kind of dinged up and a few that missed last week's game. So have you continued to see some progress and build some depth? You mentioned getting everybody in, but, you know, even guys having to start or play more meaningful minutes early on, you feel like that depth is building and you've had some younger guys step forward more?
Yeah, we've had some young guys, juniors and sophomores, step up, and obviously getting more playing time, getting more reps, feeling more confident in what they're doing offensively and defensively, and just doing their role for the team. And you know, we talk to the team every week about not doing too much, and just playing within yourself. And those guys are starting to do that, and just getting comfortable with where they're at. And you know, we've had a lot of young guys having to play big time minutes and with some of our injuries, and they're doing a great job of stepping up and filling those roles.
Defense allowing just 7 points a game on the season, but they'll be tested this week in a non-district Big East League matchup as Sabetha hosts St. Mary's to wrap up the regular season. We'll talk about that game next here on the Blue Jay Coaches Show. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Caleb Moeller. We're talking Sabetha Blue Jay football. Sabetha at home this week against St. Mary's, and should be a good game, Coach, not a district game, as you've clinched the number two spot in your district, and you know you'll be home in week number nine. But it is a league matchup, and it is a pretty good team that should kind of get you ready for the postseason. I know St. Mary's only 4-3, but, man, they've had a lot of tight losses and just coming out of a tough District 3. So what's the excitement level and anticipation to face St. Mary's this week?
Yeah, you know, our kids are ready to go to work this week and getting prepared for St. Mary's. It's the, like you said, they're a really good team, and this is a league game, and obviously has some implications of playoff seeding, along with our senior night. And, you know, we obviously want to send out our seniors the right way, their last regular season game. And, you know, they're a great bunch of guys. That have really come together and doing a great job leading this team. And, you know, that's our goal at the beginning of the season, is to get these seniors out as far as they can. And with the implications of this game, we're planning to do that. And I can see that sense of urgency this week at practice as well.
You haven't faced a ton of teams that have thrown it around the field a lot this season. You have to go back to maybe kind of earlier in the year against like a Perry LeCompton. But is it safe to say that St. Mary's might pass it a little more than a lot of opponents you face this season, and that that'll be a unique and different challenge for your defense to get ready for Friday?
Yeah, you know, St. Mary's, they want to spread it out in order to run some, but they can also pass it in the air. Hurla's their quarterback, and he's got a good arm. He's very athletic, and they want to get on the edge on us. So, and that's what they've tried to do all year is their outside zone stuff. But you know, they'll put their nose in the middle as well off of that action. And you know, St. Mary's has obviously had a tough schedule. I think that at the beginning of the season they were ranked number two in our classification, and You can see that on film of why they were ranked that high with the athletic ability that they have at really every position. And, you know, our defense has played well, and there's another test this week. And just planning to play our assignment sound defense. And if we do that, we'll make them earn every yard that they get.
A unique kind of new league matchup, as Sabetha and St. Mary's haven't faced in high school football. But what are some internal things, Coach? I mean, this is kind of the last chance to get ready, because after this, you know, the season's on the line every game. What are a few things that you still feel like you're working on this week, and that the your Blue Jay squad needs to be better at to be in a position to make a playoff run?
Yeah, I think just our assignments, we can shore up a little bit better. You know, our offensive line with how many we replaced from last year, you know, they're just getting the feel of those things. And, you know, every week we face different fronts, and people switch up fronts on us, and that changes some of our blocking schemes, and, you know, just getting more comfortable with that, and just doing those little things of hitting the right hole and following our blocks and taking the correct play step. And, you know, all of those things in a big game and playoff situations, those get magnitude. And obviously, working on those things throughout this week, and obviously playing another great team, this week will, help us ensure that we're doing those little things correctly.
Yeah, should be a great matchup. Should be a fun one. Senior night, as you mentioned, in Sabetha's, they host St. Mary's. Coach, best of luck. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks, Justin.
Coach Mueller of the Blue Jays. The Sabetha Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Sailor Insurance Service, by Garrett Country Mart, and by C&K Service in Sabetha.